Warning. Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The New York Times seems to be suffering from multiple personality disorder. Last year, the number of stories it published that mentioned climate change or global warming dropped 40% from 2012. This in the year the paper closed its environment desk, nothing to see here, shut down its green blog, nothing left to say here, and reassigned its top environment reporters, nothing to do here, and gave a disproportionate amount of ink to climate change deniers. Yet it remains capable of publishing, as it did this week, a hair-raising summary of the dangers this country is ignoring as climate change bears down upon it. The Flood Next Time by Justin Gillis is a clarion call to panic for anyone living near the Atlantic Ocean on America's east coast. The subject will be familiar to readers of the Daily Impact who saw seawater rising at Norfolk, Virginia in 2010 and Virginia, the state of denial, sinking in 2012, but it is rare to see in the general media a cogent, clear-eyed summary of the danger, especially in a newspaper that has virtually turned its back on one of the worst threats to human civilization ever. Nevertheless, there in the article are the facts laid out in excruciating detail. The world's oceans have risen about 8 inches in the past century, are rising now at a rate of about a foot a century, and the rate is increasing so that they are now expected to rise 3 feet or 5 feet or more by the end of this century. Moreover, the coast from Maine to Florida is sinking, still subsiding to its level when the weight of the glaciers of the last ice age bore down the interior of the continent and bulged the coastal areas upward like the edge of a waterbed when you lie down in the middle. This incursion of seawater into some of the country's most densely populated, priciest real estate is not something that is going to happen. It is happening. Sea level rise at the U.S. Navy base near Norfolk, Virginia has been 14.5 inches, nearly twice the global average during the last century, and is accelerating. The city of Norfolk is spending millions trying to fend off the water creeping into its neighborhoods and across its streets. It is appealing for help with increasing desperation to a state government whose doctrine is that there is no such thing as global warming, hence sea level increases are clearly impossible. The mayor of Norfolk, Paul Frame, is talking openly of abandoning sections of the city. In Norfolk, it's no longer a matter of fearing the next hurricane. High tides and full moons are doing damage and interfering with traffic in some neighborhoods. Last fall, Mayor Frame and other elected officials from Virginia's shore communities berated the disengaged state and federal governments. The Virginia legislature refused to fund a study of the situation until references to climate change and sea level rise were removed and replaced with frequent flooding. Mayor Frame estimates the short-term costs of defending his city at well north of $1 billion that he does not have. Someone has to own this issue, he said. The water is coming. Now the New York Times appears to agree. Yet the citizens of the Titanic, in water up to their ankles, are fervently debating who their next captain will be.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.